The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What's happening, Chicago Bears fans? This is T-Formation Conversation. I am Lester Wildfong, editor-in-chief over at Windy City Gridiron, and it is Chicago Bears, Tampa Bay Buccaneers this Sunday. It's a 3:25 Central kickoff from Tampa, Florida. Yeah, it's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. I checked the weather report. We're looking at high 80s, high humidity. There's a chance of thunderstorms, so who knows what's going to happen out there, but if it's a sloppy game, that may benefit the Bears a little bit because on paper, the Buccaneers are a huge favorite, a double-digit favorite. I think it's around a 12, 13-point spread right now. So, you know, the Bears want to keep this game close. They may need a muddy game to do it. So, but let's get into the injury report here for the Bears. And before we get to the injuries, let's talk about the COVID list because on Friday, the Bears put a third player on the COVID-19 reserve list, starting U tight end Jimmy Graham. So it looks like he's not going to play on Sunday. There's a slight chance, depending on his symptoms, and they may be able to get him to do a couple negative tests. And if that's the case within 24 hours apart, then he can play on Sunday if he was just a close contact. If by chance he did pop positive, then obviously he's not going to be able to play in the game. But you know, right now it's kind of up in the air, but it looks like the Bears are planning on playing without him. So that means Jesper Horsted may finally get a little run here because he is probably your next best U tight end of the roster. I know they have Jesse James, who is going to be back this week. His snaps could increase. They also have J.P. Holtz, who is, we'll talk about in a little bit. He's listed as questionable, but, you know, he should be back this week. And, of course, they have Cole Kmet, so the fact that Graham, if he's going to miss, you know, the Bears have five tight ends on the roster they're carrying, so they should be okay, you know, with a fill in there. I'd like to see Jesper Horsted get some run. You know, he had the one touchdown catch a few weeks ago. You know, he's a guy that I think has a little bit of rapport with Justin Fields, so I'm good with it. Let's get Jesper Horsted some run there. So besides Jimmy Graham on the COVID list, we're also talking with Robert Quinn. He was put on the COVID list earlier this week. The Bears really haven't given any updates on his status for this upcoming game. So my guess is he's going to miss as well. So that'll mean if he's can't go, second-year pro Travis Gibson will get the start at outside linebacker. They brought up Sam Kamara last week as a fill-in at outside linebacker. They still have Christian Jones on the roster at outside linebacker. And there are a couple guys on the practice squad they could have for a practice squad COVID call-up. So be on the lookout for that. We'll update the site, WindyCityGridiron.com, as soon as they make a change. On Saturday, they'll make the announcement. There's three players on the Bears COVID list, so they can bring three guys up to cover them up on the active roster for Sunday. And the third list, still on the COVID list, is Damien Williams, running back. Adam Schefter tweeted out a few days ago that the earliest he could probably play or be – the earliest he could be activated from the COVID list would be Saturday. He's unvaccinated, so it's a minimum 10-day stay in quarantine. So, again, here's a guy that if he has a couple negative tests within a 24-hour apart, Saturday's the earliest he can come off. So there's a slight chance he plays, but who knows right now. If it's the Khalil Herbert show again, so be it. I don't think the Bears are going to be able to run much anyway against the Bucs. They're pretty stout up the middle, stout up front. They got, you know, some really big guys in there. And Dominican Sue, Vita Vea, they got a pretty good D-line there, some good fast-flowing linebackers. Khalil Herbert, going to have to go and might have to do it alone again this week. But look for the Bears to bring up Artavius Pierce again. He probably will be activated as a COVID replacement for the game, since they have, like I said, they have three spots to make up there. And let's go over the actual IR, because the Bears put a player on IR this week, Deion Bush. When an injury reserve, he got dinged up in the last game. He only played a few reps. So he's going to be out at least 3 weeks. And now on the actual Friday's injury report, the only guy they list that's out is Tayshaun Gibson Sr., starting safety. So with Bush out, with Gibson out, it's going to probably be DeAndre Houston Carson in line for his first start in his career, starting next to Eddie Jackson. The Bears also signed to the active roster earlier this week, Tease Tabor, the ex-Detroit Lion first-round draft pick who has been working a bit at safety in training camp and preseason. So he kind of gives some depth there. Plus, they still have Marquis Christian on the roster who can play a little safety as well. So if the Bears do want to still do a lot of dime, big nickel, they got some options on the roster. But we'll kind of have to see how that plays out once the Bucs can do pretty much, you know, anything. They can come with a bunch of wideouts. They can come with a bunch of tight ends. They can pound you. You know, that's just a damn good offense. We'll kind of see what they do, see how the Bears counter there. Running through the rest of the injury report, I already mentioned Gibson's going to be out. And then there's eight questionable Bears. I already touched on J.P. Holtz. He missed the last 2 weeks. He has practiced this week. He practiced in full on Friday. He's listed as questionable. Like I said, he practiced. He should be in line to play. I can't see him not lining up and getting out there. Unless the Bears want to go a lot of five wide this week, which is a possibility. Maybe they make Holtz inactive, but Holtz should be good to go if the Bears so inclined to use him out there. Running through the rest of the questionable Bears, Duke Shelley popped up on the list, injury list this week with an ankle injury. He did not practice on Friday after being limited on Thursday. He's listed as questionable. But Duke Shelley lost his nickelback job last week to Xavier Crawford, so maybe they just let Shelley have another week off here. Also questionable wideout, Jakeem Grant Sr. He hurt his ankle against the last game against the Packers. He did not practice at all Wednesday or Thursday. He was limited on Friday. My guess is if he tests it out and he's good to go, but if he can just give him a little bit of stuff in the punt return and kick return game, maybe he goes, but looked in probably a true game time decision. But my guess is, you know, it's a game time decision. Caleb Johnson is back. He has missed the last couple weeks as well with a knee injury. He didn't practice Wednesday. He was limited Thursday, full practice Friday. So my guess is their core special teamer, undrafted free agent Caleb Johnson, will be back out there. Keem Hicks, Khalil Mack, Allen Robinson, Bilal Nichols. That's the foursome. Obviously, the Bears are really, really, really counting on here. Of all those, I'm the most confident in Khalil Mack playing. He did not practice Wednesday, Thursday. He was limited Friday. You know, come on, we've seen this. Khalil Mack doesn't need to practice. He'll, he's gonna nurse his foot injury, and he's gonna take it easy in practice, keep himself ready as a pro. And you know, he did get some run this weekend, Friday a little bit, so at least he's out there a little bit running around with his teammates. But I expect him to go in the game. Allen Robinson, that ankle still bothering him. He played on it last week. This week he did not practice on Wednesday, limited Thursday, Friday. I expect him to go. I mean, he practiced even less last week and was able to play against the Packers. Keem Hicks, you know, we all saw him pull up and favoring his groin when he sacked Rodgers in the Packers game. It's still bugging him. That's what he's listed as. It's questionable. Did not practice Wednesday, Thursday. He was limited on Friday. Again, like Max, we've seen Hicks in the past, though. He doesn't really need to practice the whole week. If he's able to go, he'll go. So again, probably another true game time decision with Akeem Hicks. My gut says he'll play. This is a pretty big game for the Bears. Pretty big audience for the Bears. A big statement game for the Bears. They'll need all hands on deck. And then Bilal Nichols, he kind of popped up on the injury report on Thursday. He was fine. He tweaked his knee in Wednesday's practice. He did not practice either Thursday or Friday. Could just be a situation where they want to be extra cautious with him. If you remember in Bilal Nichols' first couple years in the league, every Friday he would be limited because he had a bit of a tricky knee that he wanted to be extra cautious with for him. You know, we'll see what happens here with Bilal Nichols. Questionable, my guess, probably a game time decision. If the Bears do make any changes to any of their injury report at all, as far as downgrading guys, upgrading guys, we will for sure update the site, WindyCityGridiron.com. We'll also update the site when they make their roster moves, like I said. So, you know, make sure you check that out as well. And that is it for the Bears injury report. So before I jump over to the Buccaneers injury report, I want to remind you guys to make sure you scroll back through the podcast channel. We just had our Bears-Buccaneers preview. Bears for beers. EJ and JB were rocking it this week. They had Pro Football Focus's Trevor Sekema on. He used to cover the Buccaneers, I think, for the Pewter Report. So, you know, he knows the Bucs inside and out. It's a great preview show, like always. Bears over beers. Jeff Berkus, EJ Snyder, and this week, Trevor Sekema. So make sure you scroll back and check it out. And we also had David Montgomery on Bill Zimmerman's Bears Banter this week. So scroll back one more show, and you'll check out the Bears Banter. Hear all about Montgomery, his updates on where his knee's at. Spoiler alert, he's probably close. My guess is a couple weeks, and we should see him get activated and start his open practice window. All right, let's jump on to the Bucs. First, we talk about their injury reserve list because they're missing a couple starters who are on IR, will not play, obviously. Two starting corners, Carlton Davis and Sean Murphy Bunting. Both have been starters in the past. Both are on IR. Neither, of course, will play. One more guy I want to tell you about on IR is Scotty Miller, wideout. He dings our depth a little bit. We kind of seen him get a little rapport with Tom Brady last year. I think he had like 30, 35 catches. So he's a slot guy. He is on IR, so he will not play. And now to the actual injury report this week. The Bucs are hurting worse than the Bears. They've already got four guys ruled out. All four are starters. Cornerback Richard Sherman, they just signed him a couple weeks ago. He's already on IR with a hamstring injury. He will not play. He is out. Rob Gronkowski is still nursing that rib injury. He is out. Levante David, inside linebacker, ankle injury. He is out. And wide receiver Antonio Brown, who's really become their one of their go-to guys here, but he will not play with an ankle injury. He has been ruled out. And then they have a couple of questionable Buccaneers. One of them is probably going to play, tight end O.J. Howard. He was a full participant at Friday's practice. Head coach Bruce Arians for the Bucs, they said, you know, he feels like he's going to play. So my guess is Howard will play since he did practice in full on Friday. And outside linebacker Jason Pierre-Paul, he missed the entire week of practice. So he's trying to come back from a shoulder and a hand injury. He's listed as questionable. From what Arians is saying, it seems like a true game time decision. Of course, the player wants to go. They'll do what's best for him. The Bucs are 5-1, probably the best team in the NFL or in the NFC right now. So my guess is they'll do what's best for the team. And if he's not looking right, they'll probably sit him, which will obviously help the Bears because he is one of the better pass rushers in the league. But that is it. Injuries are going to affect this game. You know, the depth is going to affect what happens here with the Bears and the Bucs, both missing some starters, whether that be on COVID, on IR, or the injury list this week. Then, of course, I mentioned the heat already. Heat and humidity, real hot in Tampa this Sunday. So, you know, depth will come into play. So don't be surprised you see the Bears really rotating their guys through there on the D-line. You know, they're going to have to bring some guys up from the practice squad. Maybe this is the week we see Charles Snowden. I know there are a lot of Bears fans who really want to see him play. Really athletic, long outside linebacker. They also have Ladarius Mack on the practice squad. They could bring him up at outside linebacker as well, but it'll be all hands on deck. So whoever the Bears bring up and activate, they're probably going to get in the game and play a little bit. Should be a fun game for a little while at least until the Bucs really take hold here. But like I said, if it is rainy, maybe they keep things close. Well, like I've been saying the last few weeks, as long as Justin Fields gets in there, as long as he gets to show some improvement, he shows some of the rookiness is starting to get away from him. Make some good decisions, move the ball, protect the ball, protect yourself. If we see some of these improvements from Justin Fields, I'll be happy, win or lose. Of course, I want to see a win like all the other Bears fans, but, you know, at this point, 5-1 Buccaneers, 12, 13-point favorite against the 3-3 Chicago Bears. It might be an ugly game, but enjoy the game, guys. And until next time, bear down, my friends.